John, I just checked the GoFundMe page before our interview, and it's at $11,400 in donations so far.
Wow. Keeps growing. Nice.
And the money's being spent right there in Kayenta?
Yeah. I think they're going to try to shop locally, and then I'm sure the township has a good idea of which parents and stuff or our grandparents. I mean, plus, they have Nate Brown with the Kayenta, the chapter house, and a bunch of like the projects that look after elderly. They all have a pretty good list of who's all home and talking to family, who needs the most support, who doesn't have a support system. And I think those people affect the elderly that are in lockdown are going to be the ones to benefit from the campaign.
You said the money's going for groceries to be purchased for elders that are around Kayenta. Anything else?
Water, groceries, sanitizing supplies, things like that.
John, you call Kayenta home. You're a member of the Navajo Nation, and you own a bikepacking company there in town. And it was your friend Lizzie Scully, who runs Four Corners Guides, that started this fundraiser and was able to kind of amplify it to other bikepackers and to the outdoor adventure community generally. And those people really stepped up. How are you feeling about seeing this campaign be so successful so quickly?
Oh, I feel great. I mean, it's a huge blessing. I feel good that, part of the organizations and the riding and the biking people are doing their part in how much they care about the people and the landscapes too. I mean, it's pretty evident when you ride with bike packers, they're always really cognizant of, the rules and the laws and the norms in each society. And then, when I guide people or ride with people here, they're good people. I mean, they clean up after themselves. I mean, I got a local guy I ride with, and he's always picking up trash. So, I mean, it spreads across nicely from that kind of personality to like helping elderly and stuff that, people are genuine in that culture.
You kind of give us a sense maybe for how Kayenta has adjusted or changed during the coronavirus pandemic?
Everybody's wearing PPE, it seems like. When I go to the post office or if I've got I try to go to the grocery store every other day. When I go there, I mean, there's a lot of changes I see. Different stores have different, they've put up something, plexiglass. There's changes slowly happening. On the weekends, it's pretty quiet. I only can hear one or two vehicles going by on the main highway at 163 that passes through. I don't really see like a lot of like people in fear, but I do see people who are, generally concerned about trying to do their part and, flattening the COVID curve as well as, just being, I don't want to say obedient, but following the rules. The town implemented masks in all public places, 6 feet distancing. The stores are changing now. I mean, the last time I went, it was really congested and people trying to social distance, but it was impossible. Now they're only allowing a few people in some stores at a time. The aisles are clearly marked with way traffic only, so you don't bottleneck. I mean, things are changing. It's nice to see. I mean, I don't fear as much either for myself. I had my grandbaby living with me for a little while when they shut all the schools, and she's asthmatic. And I was like, man, it's going to be hard to. I had a little anxiety about going out in town and stuff when it was like a free for all 3 weeks ago.
Sounds like people are adjusting and maybe even coming together in a way.
The odd thing is, I living here all these years, I ride bikes and I leave. Riding every evening. I didn't used to see a lot of people out and about, but the good thing is I'm seeing a lot of people walking and families walking with their dogs on leashes. It just seems different. It seems more calm, and it doesn't seem as like people just are constantly A to B, moving fast, keeping their heads down. And now it seems like people, I mean, even though there's social distancing, people are walking and, there are masks, and it just seems more like family-oriented to me now.
Do you have a message to share with anyone who's concerned about how the coronavirus has affected the Navajo Nation? Maybe they're thinking of ways they can help?
I just wanted to thank everybody for doing that, all the bikepacking community, anybody that donated. I mean, thank you for doing that. I just wanted to say that, like, what everybody's reading in the papers, despite it, it seems like the Navajo Nation is really in a dire position. But it's, I don't know, the numbers are going up, obviously, because of testing. I think a lot of it is spreading fast because of multi-generational homes. I think in the beginning of the whole crisis, maybe a place to quarantine people would have probably cut the numbers in half. But we just didn't have that infrastructure. I mean, we have one hospital here in town, and they don't even have an inpatient or an ICU. So, I mean, when people were diagnosed, I mean, they were sent home with probably, I'm sure, with instructions on, you know, stay in one room and you need to do this. But it's difficult when everybody has a role of feeding and hauling water and horses and livestock and caring for family. It just, in my mind, that's the way that I see a lot of the numbers high, is because of the people living under one roof or living. Sometimes there's a home site lease with four houses and different families all living in it so close that, I mean, everybody has to share responsibilities when you don't have running water and stuff. And so people are resilient. I think even though they're diagnosed sick, it's hard for somebody to say stay in quarantine. Because, you know, I still need to mow the yard and walk the dogs. And, you know, I can't put life on hold. It's just Nadine and I at home, but it'd be difficult to ask her to do everything. And I think that's probably a lot of why the virus is going on. Just strong-minded people who think that, you know, I still need to do stuff. And then, you know, that's what I wanted to say, is that despite what everybody's reading or hearing, I mean, the Navajo people are strong, resilient people, and they'll get through this. We'll all get through this.
John Yazzie owns a bikepacking business in Kayenta, Arizona, on the Navajo Nation, where he lives. For more information on the GoFundMe campaign to assist Navajo elders, visit ksut.org. I'm Mark Dugan, reporting for KSUT.